Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Long time not talking to you, but time to try to start up again and see if we can't get back in the practice like we did in 2022. To do that, I realized that when I tried to do kind of a catch up, I was just all over the place. So let me focus in on something. How about an article here from Breitbart? And let's see if you can figure out what things Tyson would emphasize with the Scales of Truth here. See if you can think ahead and figure out what I might be thinking. And we'll go there and we'll go to a couple of other places. So, a teenager down in Houston admits punching neighbors for likes on social media. All right. So he's just 19. He says he does regret that he punched people, just randomly sucker punching them from behind at a Texas park for social media attention. Everybody makes mistakes, he said. His name is Alfred Lewis. You know, I may just made a mistake. And everybody makes mistakes. I really didn't expect for it to go so left, you know. You know, from the video, all you see is a bad part about it. But, you know, one guy, he even shook one man's hand afterward and hugged him. Okay. He said he recorded his actions in order to gain likes and views on social media. All right. So, a couple things about this. Where are we? How and why? At least some of his victims, but regardless, where are we? Regardless, at least some of them, if not most of them, I have no idea, but some of them are just white people minding their own business in a freaking park. And they're being hit in the head by a young black man. What the fuck are we doing? Honestly, pardon my French, but. The fuck are we doing? What about MLK and content of character? What about critical race theory? My suspicion is, why do I say this? My suspicion is that the color was part of the entertainment. And I say because why did he expect he would get likes by sucker punching people. Where are we? How? And you know they get taken down all the time. If you're on a platform more like Telegram, you can see these horrific videos, these utterly frightening videos. And I'm sure this is one, but I didn't watch full video. This got a still image of somebody punching somebody from the back. He's obviously kind of a young white kid too, or young white adult, where these videos are clearly just bullying up on bullying and a group effort, even sometimes, on just some white bystander. And that's where I come from. I wonder whether some of this is race, and if so, Martin Luther King. I mean, how much longer are we supposed to wait until we finally see people for the color, the content of their character, not the color of their skin? How long are we still going to fuck around with this? Instead, we judge people by their skin instead, like openly and overtly we do, not just effects of the justice system and so on, just openly and overtly. You know, one can always argue, and I'm not saying it's always true, because I do think the racial system is unjust and racial sometimes. I don't think the results can tell you otherwise. But one can at least argue that some of that overlaps with just the population group usually being, on average. Everything is on average, right? When we talk about these things, we talk about groups. And when I'm talking about groups and not individuals, that's because I'm talking about groups and not individuals. So you can argue, well, some of it is, some maybe someone isn't as good at representing themselves because they're not as articulate, because anybody at a lower socioeconomic class, white people, black people, Mexican people, can't articulate as well as someone a little further up their economic class. And so that might be an overlap. That isn't just pure racism in the justice system, another, so it's harder for someone to see an accused like themselves when they can't talk as well or can't talk like them. It's easier to see them as lower class and potentially guilty. By the same token, someone who's lower class doesn't have as much money does not get as good a defense, right? And so by definition, if you're getting some, I watch these all the time. I watch the shows where somebody may not have been the guy who did it. And then you see this horrific story where without a good lawyer, the lawyer didn't ask the right questions. The lawyer, like, how did you not bring that up? And then some Innocence Project person, they get together, they have the energy, and they find some big miss in the defense, and they get somebody out of prison. So, yes, it's true that in the justice system, sometimes there's a racist effect. But if you're just punching people, the only effect there is who you choose to punch. And so if it is overly of another color, yeah, you could say, yeah, but there's more of those around. Yeah, maybe. It depends. It depends. And there is that possibly. There's more white people around. But I still want to go back to, so it makes me think that it is one of those, because I've seen these where people take videos while someone is being victimized by an individual or a group. I've seen them. And it's bad enough that if it was in the reverse order of race, which again, this is a problem. We're looking at people as color instead of as victims or as assaulters. It's bad. It's very bad. I mean, the videos I've seen that will make your stomach turn on Telegram, where clearly the crowd's not trying to help. And in fact, they're trying to video the beatdown of someone who was clearly just an innocent bystander. Or if he wasn't an innocent bystander, because maybe you don't have all of it, instead of one dude just kind of put up your dukes and let's see who's better here, all of a sudden 5 and 10 people are on him. And it's a true beatdown. I've seen these. And if they were of the opposite color, they would be just as bad as some of the worst you've seen on national news. They would be national news worthy. But we can't even decide that regardless of the color of the victim and of the abuser, when it's something horrible, that we should all be disgusted by it. Instead, we hide that. We hide it because of the color of the skin, because it might seem racist if we show a victimized white person and a Mexican or black bully, the assaulter. We hide that. Horrible, horrible videos. Because up front, we're leaning from differences in color. And we could come together on those. And instead, we don't. And instead, we do this narrative where we act like victimization occurs one way, or we minimize when it occurs the other way. And so because of that, it makes me think, it makes me expect, or at least it makes me suspect, that this was one of those, hey, beat up white dudes, how about that? Isn't that fun? But regardless, you heard him say, and this is where I go, where are we? He punched people for likes on social media. And repeatedly, I'm telling you that this is a symptom, a rabbit trail of a pattern in our society. And how are we here? But worse, to my point, then somebody says, hey, when they're a poster, when KHOU reported this, they said, well, what about the fact they had a gun on him? You didn't even mention the fact he had a gun on him. The guy who punched somebody also had a gun on him. So then you're really talking about menacing on top. Or God forbid, if the other dude, instead of just being like, okay, that's funny, you punched me, I guess I'll shake your hand and look, you're on camera. Oh, that's great. Thank you for the black eye. What if the dude would have been like, what the? And then, you know, he's a significant, you know, come back at him and like, okay, you're going down, dude. I don't care how long it takes. That guy's got a gun that could turn deadly. But somehow that's not worthy of reporting. And so this article on Breitbart says that the commenter said there was no mention of the gun he had on him, and he gave a platform to senselessness instead of finding the victims. Even I found one of the victims. This reporting really downplayed such a horrible and criminal act. And then Grizzlies Hood News, I don't know what that is, they shared an image of the young man in the red hoodie with what appeared to be a handgun tucked into his front pocket. But guess what, guys? Exactly what I told you. Twitter, X, whatever, Elon. I don't know why. I can't tell you why it's down. All I can tell you, guys, are we gonna be okay with facts appearing, or are we not? How is it? Behind every progressive is a tyrant waiting, screaming to get out. I just heard that recently. Okay, so you're just good with the facts that support you getting out. So anyway, I don't know that this is the case for sure, but I do wonder. I like, okay, good. Click here to view the photo. Click on it. It's on X slash Twitter. Photo's not there. Not available anymore. Okay. Grizzlies Hood News also posted additional video footage of the incidents at the park. Another link. Another link where it is does not exist. Try searching for something else. Yeah, not good. So here's the thing. I am not trying to classify anybody. What I am trying to say is that we have an element in our society that apparently thinks they probably mostly get away with assaulting someone. We don't get back to something resembling a society. Now, granted, we have bigger fish to fry. Namely, an absolutely and utterly criminal, the most criminal president in the history of the country, and it's not even close. If our congressman could ever act like a stern letter is not enough, and would just say, "We've got to stop everything, guys. We have to get rid of him." But that's a different fish to fry and a larger fish to fry. If we can't get to the point, as we understand a segment of our society thinks that it's okay to beat on people for likes on social media and get down and cover it. Like, wait, let's have an article. Like, how is this not news on the, so apparently there's a segment of the population, humiliate them, make them feel bad. Let the society speak on behalf of seeing all of the evidence, because they would. Just like when we first saw all the footage of George Floyd and everybody agreed, there wasn't much to stand on. I know some people will tell you now it's otherwise, but let's just go with what with a basic fundamental that we saw at the moment. Nothing else. Not, well, maybe he wouldn't have died if he didn't have drugs, blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, yeah, but the guy still had him had his knee on him for 9 minutes after he was told. He was telling him he couldn't breathe, and then he stopped moving. But that's neither here nor there. Just like we had that conversation then where I said, oh, geez, agree, that's pretty egregious. And we agreed for a moment, and yet we still had Black Lives Matters protests. And then we find out that Black Lives Matters, Candace Owens has a great one about this. You guys owe me an apology, because where do these millions go? Because founder after founder buys million-dollar houses. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. But if we had that conversation like George Floyd, then we could come to an agreement and as humans go, guys, what are we doing? And we could have that conversation that disgraces those people who think it's okay to just go punch out people of any color, whether they're punching out people just because it's funny. Literally, this guy thought he could get likes on social media and apparently did. This wasn't his first rodeo. He'd done it multiple times. And if we can't have that conversation because we're too worried it will look racist to even mention it, then it's our reporters' problem. Like, you guys are avoiding discussion because of race? Then you're the racists. You're the people, you're immediately people seeing people as color, by color, instead of seeing people as people and let the facts fall where they may. I remember, I was in mass comm and I took broadcasting. I took some journalism writing classes, and I put something like, some of you guys, if you ever happen to be in the university, this would actually be the tip. Mayor Freddie Fryer fired his public relations secretary, who is black, and my journalism professor said, you don't need that. But it was something more like, I thought it might be relevant. But he said to me, you don't need that. Okay, well, I don't need it to cover the story, right? I don't need to describe it. I thought it was relevant because there was something about the story. So you can say, why did you do that or not? I don't care. Point is, I'm not supposed to put it in there unless there's a particular reason that might be around race. And even then, I think he might say they can figure that out. I thought it was interesting that he didn't. But the point is, no, we should cover in a colorblind way if unless there's a real reason not to. But one, and therefore, one thing we definitely should not do is to decide to cover or not to cover based on race. And yet here we are. It's mind blowing to me. Because, and I'm not saying you'd say, well, this guy did get covered. Right? Yes. But our national conversation, I'm telling you, this is a trend. I'm telling you, I've seen videos where people, if they didn't proudly post it, then I wouldn't have seen it. Okay, where people get beat the hell out of, and it certainly seems racially motivated because it is singling out the other race when they get beat the hell out of. And we should have had that national conversation. Someone should be talking about that disgrace of a phenomenon, and we haven't. And therefore, the reason is, I'm just telling you, I think ahead, I think through the iterations of this, because some asshole reporter thinks it's more important to put up the perception of a lack of race problems than it, as long as it's in one direction, because we must see somebody as virtuous always. Than it is to just cover a newsworthy story. Like what's going on with our youth punching people unprovoked for likes. Anyway, guys, we'll see how this works. I'm going to continue to post. I was posting with my phone, and then really some of what stopped me posting after I did a little bit of a stop is I got about 10 different episodes on my phone that then just wouldn't upload, and I just got a little lazy as far as connecting it to my phone and then, then uploading it from my computer. So it's still not fixed. Audio boom, I'm talking to you. I use an alternate browser, which usually works really good elsewhere, but neither of my two browsers on my phone, both of them have two different problems. So I am recording straight to Audacity, which is a little bit more of a production headache instead of just holding up my phone for a while. I try to get into that habit. I have made a nice career move. And so, kind of trying to reset a little bit and trying to become a warrior in this really dangerous time we're in, so that maybe people who supposedly have common sense bother to have the bravery to exercise it if they get reminded enough and I put enough ideas into the ether. That makes sense. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley, the Scales of Truth. Catch me also over on Chemology 411.